So the brain tumour that Blake had was a medulloblastoma, and it had metastasized, and they found that it was actually stage three. So it spread from the original site, which was his brain, down the whole of his spine. They said that they would only be able to operate and just take a small sample of the tumour. So that's all they did. They couldn't remove any more. They also said that he only had 3 weeks to live without any treatment. So what would we like to do? And we said we'll start the chemo, because the protocol for medulloblastoma is the Milan protocol, and it is quite successful if it hasn't metastasized. But obviously Blake's had, so they had to contact different consultants, oncologists in the UK and abroad, and they said that they could give Blake some chemotherapy within 72 hours of being debulked, which they'd never done before, and it might actually kill him. But Dad and I, we spoke and we did consent and said if he's going to die anyway, then just give him the treatment. So he had the chemotherapy, and after 4 days, we noticed that he wasn't moving his legs. They did say that this could just be the aftermath of having brain surgery, but we thought it was slightly more serious because the paralysis started to get worse as the days went on. So he originally couldn't move his feet, and then it slowly rose and stopped at his chest. On day five after the operation, he suddenly deteriorated and he couldn't breathe. So he went to the intensive care unit, which he was put onto a breathing machine, and we were told that he probably wouldn't make it that night because obviously the paralysis was stopping him from breathing. So we just laid in bed with him that night, and luckily it came to the morning and he was still there. As the weeks went on, he was still having chemotherapy, but his breathing was so bad they had to and they had to intubate him. So the machine was breathing completely for him. And each day that went by, you really didn't know whether he was going to wake up in the morning because he was so bad. Eventually, they gave him a tracheostomy, which was to help him breathe. And he had that for 3 months whilst still receiving chemotherapy. They did an MRI scan in the December. So he was diagnosed September, and he had an MRI in December. And they found that he had a small lesion on the front of his brain, so it more than likely spread. So they weren't quite sure what to do with it, but he was due to have 6 weeks of radiotherapy in the January 2014. They did tell us that he may not actually make it through the radiotherapy because of his breathing issues. So we did have a long, long discussion with Blake's oncologist, and she said it was up to us. They don't think he would be able to handle having general anaesthetic every day for 6 weeks in order to have his radiotherapy. So we actually asked the oncologist, would you do that if it was your child? Would you put your child through that? And he actually agreed, yes, I would. So Dad and I talked, and we agreed that we would put him through the radiotherapy for 6 weeks. But if it got to the point halfway through where he really wasn't getting any better and he wasn't coping with the general anaesthetic, then we would stop. We realised then that he wouldn't be able to continue with the radiotherapy. But after 6 weeks of radiotherapy, he was absolutely fine. He was still himself. He was still happy. And he was coping with it. And he actually achieved the 6 weeks of radiotherapy without any sort of bumps in the road, really.